Hello, I'm Arno Bozzini. I'm exhibition director at Diadem. It's the Design Museum of Brussels. It's a really new institution, just opened 2 years ago. We are opening our new space, the Plasticothèque. The Plasticothèque, it's a mediation space, a space to explain plastics to people, because we are a design museum very specific. Our permanent collection, it's a collection dedicated to plastic and plastic in design after World War II till now. After 2 years of experience of this new cultural place, we really need this space to explain what is plastics to people. The idea of the Plasticothèque, it's to explain, to interrogate. It's not a space just for kids or teens. It's really for everyone, that everyone can understand what is this substance.
Hello, my name is Richard Tomray. I'm a professor giving lectures at La Cambre to industrial designers and interior architects. Teach them polymers, and the aim is to help them find the best solution, the best material, the best plastic material for their object, so they can have a solution which is both aesthetic and with good properties. Here today at the Diadem Museum for the inauguration of the Plasticothèque. We wanted to open this Plasticothèque just to give the opportunity to the people to touch and have a feeling about the different type of materials, different type of plastics that are being used in the museum, which is composed of many, many parts designed by very famous people. The Plasticothèque is really focusing on the evolution of plastics. It's from the genesis, coming from oil. Only 4% of oil is used to make plastics. And then, breaking down the oil components, we made little molecules that are polymerized, so they are bind together to form long spaghettis that afterwards can be processed just by heating them, and with high temperature they melt, and they are pushed into a form by molding, extrusion or whatever, to make the final object, and then when it's cold you can demold them and then use them. We explain in the Plasticothèque also the timeline of the different plastics that have been discovered, from the celluloid to the nylon to the PVC, the plexiglass, etc., etc. We can color them in many colors. They can be glossy, they can be transparent, they are very light. What is interesting is that from the middle of the 19th century, scientists find plastics, but they don't know what to do with that. It was very, I would say, artisanal, so it's very, very small production. But beginning of the 20th century, 1909, Leo Baekeland, a Belgian guy, made the first plant in the world to make the bakelite. Backlight, which is a phenolic resin, very, very tough, very resistant, that would be used to make phones, to make ashtrays, etc. So our first industrial plastic discovered and manufactured by a Belgian guy, Mr. Baekeland.